Who am I? It's a valid question. If you've read anything else I put out into the world, you may think you know my story. Lord knows I love talking about myself, but if you've heard it before, you need to hear it again, this time in a new context. In this audiobook, I'm going to tell you the story of how I achieved power. And I'm going to tell you how you can do the same. You too can be powerful. So strap in and prepare for the ride. I'm Gene Simmons. You know, that weird guy who always sticks his tongue out. I co-founded KISS, America's number one gold record award-winning group of all time in all categories. In some circles, I'm kind of a big deal, and I recognize and understand that. Humbleness be damned. But I wasn't born Gene Simmons. That's not even my birth name. I created Gene Simmons. I gave myself that name. My name is part of the destiny that I created for myself. Similarly, a prime minister isn't born the prime minister. The president isn't born the president. A CEO isn't born a CEO. The Pope isn't even born the Pope. Powerful people attain power by making certain choices and by possessing the desire to be something bigger. Granted, it also takes a lot of luck and being in the right place at the right time. There are many factors that you can't control: your background, your place in history, your environment. And these things will either help you or hold you back. But they are your circumstances, not your destiny. And you have no choice but to roll with them. In the end, it is up to you to make your own destiny. It is up to you to enter the ring with your fists up and to train hard. So who am I, really? I was born in Haifa, Israel, on August 25th, 1949. This was a tumultuous time in the world. People were still recovering from World War II, the war that was supposed to end all wars. More than 60 million people had been killed, and millions more were seriously injured. My own mother, Flora, was a victim of the war by virtue of the fact that she was Jewish. Her family was from Hungary, and when she was just 14 years of age, they were all shipped off to the concentration camps in Nazi Germany. Two of her brothers had escaped to America right before the war, but of the family members who had remained in Europe, only my mother survived. After the war, my mother immigrated to the newly formed State of Israel, which became an independent country on May 14, 1948. She met teacher and carpenter Yechiel Witz, and they married. I was born a year later. As a child, I was unaware that there was constant conflict with neighboring states that didn't want Israel to exist. At age four, I didn't understand why my father had to dress up in a uniform and go out to the road, machine gun in hand, to hitch a ride for what I later learned were the front lines. Israel is such a small country that you could literally get into a taxi or hitch a ride and be at the front lines of a war zone within an hour or two. My childhood was happy as I remember it. Once I got older, I would learn how difficult those early years were for my family, but as a child, I did not know what I was missing. We didn't own a television. I had never seen or heard of TV. We didn't have a bathroom. We had to go to the outhouse. I had never heard of Kleenex or tissues or the idea that you could use something once and then throw it away. We didn't even have toilet paper. We used rags that my mother would cut from a larger piece of cloth we no longer used. Those rags were used to blow our noses, to clean things, and yes, to wipe our behinds. And then my mother would wash those rags and reuse them again and again. She never threw anything away. And maybe that explains why to this day, I will wear a shirt or a pair of jeans until it tears and falls off me.